Jerry Bader Show 950. We'll get to the Thanksgiving table in polarized America after the news. Thomas in Green Bay wants to weigh in on the fact that PC police have been unable to ruin Thanksgiving. Thomas, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
Friend of mine from when I was on my team when I was in Vietnam a million years ago, and he was Denai or Navajo, and from Shiprock, and we talked about a lot of things. But one of the things I says, you know, I'm Native American. I was born in Wisconsin, you know, and he says, well, he says, yeah, yes, you are. He says the only difference is my ancestors immigrated to the North America about 2,000 years before yours.
There is that. I mean, that's, and I understand that. First, by the way, Thomas, thank you for your service. Appreciate that. And I'm just curious, and you may not remember this. Back then, was the Native American moniker even out there then? Was he calling himself that?
No, not really. It's just that he was, well, I guess indigenous is a thing. And,
right.
And we made the point is none of us are indigenous. We're all immigrants. We're all traveling from continent to continent. And it's, you know, when you're sitting around trying to not be shot at, you got into some kind of deep conversation sometimes. Some of them made sense. Some of them didn't.
Sure. No. And you know, it's like you said, though, a few thousand years. You said we move from continent to continent, some by boats. Sometimes the continent moved for the people. And,
well, yeah, because the ice bridge across the Aleutians was when the current Native Americans emigrated to the North American continent and South America, for that matter.
Well, that's exactly right. Thomas, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it. Again, the whole Native American thing, I can't remember who it was. I think it was a guest host for Sean Hannity years ago. It might have been Mark Simone. I don't recall. But he made a really good point. He doesn't call people Native Americans. He talks to them and finds out what tribe. Navajo, Apache. I'm mostly Walloon Belgian. My father was full-blood Walloon Belgian. And then there's a mix of just about everything on my mother's side. So I tend to identify as with Walloon Belgian. My wife is a 50-50 split, but in her physical appearance, the Asian Pacific Islander is what's dominant. That's the way I think she considers herself biracial. But I think that is probably the way, you know, Chippewa, Seminole, Sioux. I mean, that's, if you want to go that way, that's probably the way to go. All right, I'm going to sit here for the next 5 minutes and be entertained by Earl Brooker trying to spell Quinnipiac. Well, it is a difficult one to spell. It's Q-U-I-N-N-I. I'm close. And then I think it's P-I-A-C, I think, but I'm wrong. I'm closer than you. I'm still wrong, but I'm closer than you. He's putting together the podcast for the segment on the Quinnipiac poll. Boy, he's bound and determined to spell it his way. I think I got it right. I got it right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know how I pulled that off. So there. I'm smarter than Spellcheck. Spellcheck didn't know. Spellcheck thought Earl was trying to spell quintillion. So there. All right. After 10 o'clock, I'll just get this started. I read a piece, and I want to take some calls on this after the news. We only got about a half an hour's worth of time to do it. But let me set it up here. Tomorrow, of course, is Thanksgiving. Let me tell you, I love Thanksgiving. I love Christmas, too. But Christmas, well, they're both to me. I bring my faith into both of them. But Christmas is different than Thanksgiving. It's especially in the past couple of years for me. Christmas has become very different. But I have always enjoyed Thanksgiving. And we have, more times than not in my marriage, we have hosted it. And we're hosting it again tomorrow. I'm also blessed in that the group of people that we have, there's almost zero chance that there's going to be political arguments. But I read an article where a lot of people are dealing with this. And in fact, I don't want to say it's ruining Thanksgiving, but Earl's like, oh, what, you have no family coming? Exactly. Exactly. A lot of people, that's the way it is. If there's family coming, there's going to be a fight. That's what you're inferring, you know. And now, well, no, my siblings are not coming. My sane sibling is coming. And, all right, my siblings aren't crazy. Exactly. Anyway, they're not. We just have strong differences of political opinion. But a lot of people, it's like families coming. There are people actually apprehensive about Thanksgiving. I don't want to say the concept or the prospect of political fights is spoiling the holiday for them, but the article pointed out that a lot of people are really apprehensive. There's that aunt that's a Trump hater. There's that uncle that's a Trump supporter, and so on and so on. And I want to get some calls on this after the news. I do not have a single concern about this for tomorrow. Start with, if anyone even ventures near politics, I'm going to shut them down. And admittedly, we may be even more polarized today than we were in the first Trump Thanksgiving. Of course, last year he had not yet been sworn in, but he was president-elect. And I'm just curious. I get it here on the air. I get emails. I can see how passionate people are and how divided the country is. I am curious in how that's playing out in families. And those of you that do have trepidation about tomorrow, put a sign up at the door. Check your politics here. There will be no discussion of politics. But there is often that guy or that gal that cannot help themselves. And I'm just wondering how many people are actually, I don't know if dreading may be a harsh word, but how many people are actually concerned that the political polarity that we face in America today is going to rear its head at your Thanksgiving dinner? Earl, do you have any concerns about that? Zero. But you get the sense that that's not true for a lot of people. Let's find out. After the news, 888-455-1360. It's 9:59.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.